This is Jonah Hill, and you're listening to the only podcast that matters.
Throw gang, we are joined by the Emirate of Erewhon, Lauren Schlossman, and myself. I am Sunset Boulevard, James Harris. Welcome to the weekly running of the boys with today's full episode, only available on
Patreon.com/ThrownFits. Jinx.
Lawrence, how you doing?
I'm great, man.
Hollywood.
Dude.
Weird.
It sucks here.
We're outside.
we outside. Look at this beautiful, for all the $10 patrons, look at the fucking vista.
We drove 20 minutes to be here with you tonight. We're so fucking backlit in this video.
Yeah.
This is bad.
How are you doing, bro?
Good. Yo, before we get into a live Erewhon taste test, crushing tacos with an absolute yatted up legend.
Big goat.
What?
Big goat.
And ruining John's with wine. Let's get into a fit check.
James, why don't you start us off?
All right. For the thousands of people that request an ID on the shoes.
Thousands, literal thousands.
Honestly, it might be up there. Reebok DMX Trail Runners. No, you cannot get these. Stop trying.
Give up. Just give up.
Nike Drifty Socks. EG Pants. Also a big fucking request on the ID. And my blankie, my Needle 7 cut.
Yeah, that's speaking of like emotional support and Nalgene, which you lost, which is gone.
Yeah,
forever. Which is somewhere in the UK. You love this shirt.
Yeah, of course.
Can I say that you owe... And, like, how many 7 cuts did we see last night on Sunset Boulevard, right? You see him...
I want to say, like, 3.
Right. So you see, I have one. You see him all the time. This is maybe the best one that I've seen. I'm not even bullshitting you.
Yo,
it's really good. So I get why you wear it all the time, I mean, when the weather permits.
It goes with, like, almost every cut. It goes with any blue. It goes with any red. It goes with any green. Do you ever see anyone with, like, the 7 cut, like, ruffled tuxedo?
Oh, that one with the thin strips.
Bad.
I think the homie Greg Babcock has one. It's like a bib. It's like a bib 7 cut.
And then shout out Richard Pictures in the Mail.
Yeah.
Got on Union Flow Team.
I like how we're like, yo, can we see Chris? He's like, yeah, well, Chris is on a call. And then like he goes to open the door to like see if Chris is done. And Chris is like slams it. Yeah. It's like, no, I don't have time for these fucking guys.
It's the staff rules T. And literally one of the rules is like, yeah. No, Chris isn't here.
No, Chris is not here. Beautiful new office, guys. Congratulations to the Union LA fam.
Rings from Maiden Name. Oh, I lost the fucking tiger's eye. That sucked. Dude. That really sucked. I've been like kind of embarrassed about like I've been wearing it in.
Yeah.
But have you been when I dap people up,
it's a
like,
weapon, bro.
I actually did it and like it hurts a little bit. Sunbuddy sunglasses.
Fuck.
Vintage.
I left mine inside.
Damn. Look at your beady little eyes. Vintage Japanese. You can't even see it on this video.
Yeah.
We should have done it the other way. Vintage Japanese.
Cebu Lions.
Cebu Lions.
What are the panties?
Hanes boxers. All right, Lawrence, fit check.
What do you I am wearing our legacy Cuban boots. You can't get your shirt on. Either you're like, you're going to be breaking chairs.
Too many fucking shirts in the shirt.
When you're in New York, you break chairs. And when you're in fucking LA, you don't know how to put your clothes back on.
Yeah, because everything here is fucked backwards.
Our legacy Cuban boots, courtesy of the Joker and the wonderful, beautiful staff at Our Legace London in Soho. I got on ALD socks, vintage Levi's 501 jeans, a Kamakura Oxford, and
which you got roasted on by today's guest.
No, it wasn't
a little bit. Yeah,
you're trying to make me feel bad. He wasn't.
No,
he,
I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
He asked me where it was from because he fucking fucked with it.
Yeah, but he was like, "Look at you with your fucking boat money poser."
Oh, right. What do you say? Like my yacht rock posing.
Yeah,
ass.
Yeah. Well, we call it boat rock.
Why are we? Why is the new thing like where you get roasted by guests?
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is fun. I'm sure it's fun for the audience at home. And shout out the homie fucking Town Dust who pulled up to the event. And listen, you already know the Reddit is very mad at me. I've been called a cunt multiple times for supporting the team of destiny, the Boston Red Sox.
What the fuck?
The only time I would be wearing this is a glitched out New York Yankees hat. It's just because I'm homesick and I want to represent. And I want to fucking, you know, put on for the greatest city on God's green earth, New York fucking city. So that's the only time you'll see me rocking a Yankees hat is out here. Just to let motherfuckers know where my allegiances lie.
Thank God.
Hanes, Supreme, boxer briefs.
Hoop earring?
Oh, yeah. Hoop earring.
Got a Rolex on your wrist?
Got a Rolex on the wrist. The boy is still married despite the fact that I am big chiefing Yo. On the darts, dude.
Does Jenna doesn't listen, right?
No.
Does she know? Okay, when you go on a trip, do you have?
She knows. She already knew.
Dart hall pass.
Before I left, my brother was staying with me, and he had cigs, and I was just blasting dart. When he's around, I can blast darts with impunity. And she knew. She's like, when you go to LA, you're gonna smoke. And I'm like,
does she know the extent? At like how?
No, I don't think
like,
so.
What are we at?
Well, this is bad, bro. This is pack a day plus. Mainly
because there's nothing to do here.
Because there's nothing to fucking do. And everybody last night, you know how I joke you're on, like, you and I have to be on our customer service shit, you know, especially with the patrons. Apparently, that includes now me being a cigarette dealer.
Meeting out, being a Sigsman.
Yeah, I think I gave Sandy, and if you're in the court, you obviously know Sandy, a new fan, but a legend. Sandy maybe smoked 25 of my cigarettes. So
wow.
You owe me a check, Sandy. You gotta up that Patreon to fucking 20 bones to pay for these packs.
All right,
cigs are cheaper here though, so I'll say that.
Okay. And not on the corporate card this time.
No, because we
did the back of the envelope accounting on London, and that was a pricey trip.
Do you want to say how much we spent total?
No,
it's embarrassing.
It's bad, but Enrico, today's price is not yesterday's.
No, it is. It is that. Listen, yo, if you want us in the goggles, you gotta fucking pay goggle money. Leave it at that. But anyway,
all right. Yeah. We are on the tail end of one of our first Patreon goals, right? What was the amount?
Like this was 17.5.
17.5?
Yeah.
Really?
And that was hit pre-pandemic.
Damn.
It's been a minute.
Spent a week out here in the worst city in the world, fucking wiping our butts with t-shirts, fucking working out until we look hot, getting body modification. I almost wanted to get fillers on Monday.
Yo, that was insane because we wanted to do, and I'm kind of bummed. Well, actually, I kind of manifested this negativity. You and I were going to work out with, I don't know, what's her name?
Kirstie Gotso.
Right, who's like a big time, what would you say? She's like an influencer. She's a fitness influencer.
Yeah, and she like works for Nike.
Yeah, and we were going to go to the Undefeated Gym.
Yeah.
Where our guest today was actually training earlier.
That's right.
We were going to do, what did you say? Give us the hardest workout?
I was like,
your hardest workout, please.
I said the goal is to make Lawrence puke.
Yeah. Which would have been pretty easy, by the way.
Yeah.
That's not like a hard thing to do.
For sure.
But unfortunately, that didn't come together, which no fucking crocodile tears from the kid over that. That was a bummer. But when that got canceled, I was like, yo, should we just go get like Botox? And you were like,
let's get filler.
You're like, fuck Botox. I want to get fucking juicy DSLs, dude, which are you okay?
I'm dying here, Mo. I need fillers. Yo, can't drink the water.
No,
here.
Fucking LA does not agree with
the
you.
The tap water is not hitting. I need this $25 jug.
And I know, like, I don't know how fucking serious you were about it, but like, you would not drop it. And like, that's net. You look like a freak, bro.
Well, the thing that, oh, if I gotten,
if you, if you got fucking big, plump fucking.
Yeah, kissers.
Yo, come on, bro. You're out of control. That's when sexy Jimmy's too sexy now. He's got to reel it back
in. I'm too sexy for these lips.
Yeah.
Well, the reason, so it didn't happen because of scheduling things, but one of the reasons why it would have actually kind of sucked is that our flight was completely fucked from jump.
Oh, right? That was brutal.
We're going to fly out Sunday, arrive here at like 3 p.m., have a nice chill little Sunday. Watch some football that ends at fucking 9 p.m., which is great. That's the only good thing about L.A. is that football's done. And like
it starts early as soon as you wake up and then ends right at bedtime.
Yeah, exactly. I'm leaving my crib. Like, I literally called Uber.
Well, it got delayed a bunch of times.
So I'm walking up to the Uber at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. Also, I didn't go out Saturday night. I had to, like, not go to, like, a few, like,
smart
locations because I was like, oh, I got to get up early and pack whatever.
You're a pro.
I literally get the fucking Delta alert as I'm opening the door to the Uber, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta cancel this Uber now.
Yeah.
Then we go to the airport.
For the delayed flight.
It was delayed 3 hours. So we're now there at like noon.
Yeah.
And I'm in security. I'm walking like up to security. You're like a little bit behind me. And I check my bag, and then we get a fucking alert that the flight is canceled or delayed 12, like
Dunzo.
Until 6 a.m. Monday morning.
Brutal, dude.
Boarding at 5:15
yeah,
a.m.
Yeah, right. 5:20 or some shit. Yeah.
That was the fucking word.
That sucks.
Yo,
that's a fucking very negative and bad. Talk about bad vibras. That's a bad way to start off the trip.
Yeah,
not that also, you and like, I were chomping at the bit to fucking get out here, but
we had to eat the cost of like one night here. We had to eat the cost of a day of
and mad Ubers. I mean, the Ubers to the airport are fucking pricey.
Yeah, it's like $200.
Especially after spending X amount of money in the UK.
$10,000.
$10,000 in incidentals. Like basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think two racks at the strip club counts as an incident.
We are in front of the paywall. Your wife just heard that. Do we? Wait. So I don't know if this came across, but I checked my bag and I was very fucking nervous.
Oh, you were bugging.
Like, all my Johns were going to get, it was raining. All my Johns are going to like get soaked.
I was watching you bargain with like the attendant. To like or whatever the ticketer at the ticket counter.
Yeah, we could have done standby, but we couldn't give up that suite.
She was like, "I can get your bag back. That's just going to take like to remit like it from." She's like, "That's going to be a couple hours." And we're like, "Well," and also we asked if there was any standby we can get on because you know it was still only noon at that point. There was definitely other flights going out to LA. And she's like, "Yeah, I can put you on standby and you can just like fucking hang out." And we're like, "No, we're going to fucking bail
because
we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning."
Because we've been spoiled by the Heathrow. Virgin Lounge.
Oh, my God.
Fucking JFK. The American Lounge is just.
Well, and I'm going to talk about flying Delta One and how it kind of like, dude, I'm a bitch, dude. I'm a spoiled little brat.